Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Wednesday, April 14th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 50, the third paragraph, starting with On One Proposition, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are 12 Steps Sharon W. and 12 Traditions Penny L.C. The reader of the text this morning is Robin P. Brandy M. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Deb E. The reference number for Tuesday, April 13th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 16,754. That's 16754. And for this morning, Wednesday, April 14th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 16,759. That's 16759. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Kaylee R., and Betsy H. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Sharon W. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon W., recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing and to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Sharon W. And I'll now ask Penny L.C. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Pass.
Thank you so much, Penny L.C. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 50, the third paragraph, starting with, on one proposition, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I'll now ask Robin P. to begin reading. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Thanks so much, John, for your service. This is Robin P. I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. On one proposition, however, these men and women are strikingly agreed. Every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than himself. This power has in each case accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. As a celebrated American statesman put it, let's look at the record. And I started jotting down a couple of notes. I've been abstinent since Christmas Day 2015 by God's grace and mercy. And I was a bulimic, a very low bottom, bulimic, anorexic, and compulsive overeater, depending on the time. I believe for me it was all the same. It was using food as my God for whatever came up, you know, any feeling, any, just anything that I couldn't deal with, which was pretty much everything. Since becoming abstinent, working the steps, being a sponsor, being a service to God and my fellows, I remarried my ex-husband very, very happily. And it's by totally God's grace, and it was a miraculous event, and it's, every day is the miracle waking up next to him. I'm so eternally grateful. We moved to Mexico. We sold our cars, our belongings, and moved to Mexico with 6 suitcases. And then Tom needed surgery. His prostate was so big, it was inside his bladder, and we had to come back. And he had a very successful surgery and has decided to go back to work. And all of these things that I would normally have eaten through, I've been abstinent to you by God's grace, you know, with him being in surgery for a long time and all of those things. Those are the kind of things I would have checked out for. Instead, I have so much love and support and people praying for me and him, and so much love. And, you know, I'm sensitive to 5G, and God's helping me through that. All of those things with God and my fellows, I don't have to ever eat again by God's grace. And I'm so grateful. I'm a vegan. I eat healthy. My food is my medicine. It was never my medicine. It was my pain. And now it literally helps to heal my body, the food that I choose to put in my body. And I eat by what is right for me. And God bless everybody with a very blessed afternoon today. I'm so grateful I got to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin P. I'll now be opening up the line to take names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Kathleen O.
Kathleen
Leah
O.
Leah
O. Who is that?
Renetta F.
Renetta?
Yes.
Renetta F.
Deb E.
Deb E.
Penny L. C.
Penny L. C. Okay, let's stop there. I have Kathleen O., Leah O., Renetta S., Deb E., and Penny L. C. Why don't you go ahead and get us started, Kathleen O.? Thank you so much.
Good morning. Thank you so much. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. Thanks for your service, Don. So the power in each case accomplished the miraculous. And, you know, miracles are highly improbable, extraordinary, but they bring amazing consequences. And so to do that, there's something about connecting with this power, this higher power, power greater than ourselves, something bigger, something larger than, you know, I think of strength, I think of knowledge. And we're being told that men and women who recover from this seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, where the drink problem has been removed, and they all agree they've gained access to and believe in this greater power. And, you know, as Abby said to Bill, why not choose your own conception? So we can all recover no matter what, because this program doesn't discriminate. And your power doesn't need to be male or even supernatural. You know, my higher power does not have a gender. And just as we're all unique, so, you know, individuals, so is our conception of God unique. And so how do we connect to this higher power? You know, because that's, I think, what a lot of people struggle with. And it's really, I mean, for me, it's as simple as sitting quietly and listening for direction. You know, writing helps me process. When I'm in nature, I feel a strong sense of connecting with this power. And I even feel the connection, oddly enough, when I practice yoga, because with yoga, I can literally go into the zone and experience this real peace and freedom. And to me, you know, that's God. So, you know, all these ways help me connect with my higher power. And when I'm connected, I don't fight life and I don't fight the food. It's no longer about avoiding temptation and it's no longer about being tempted. And that's a miracle. So, you know, in reading these paragraphs, we've been reading the past several days, we're being told that finding this higher power is going to restore us to sanity and that we will have clarity. You know, this power brings peace and happiness. If finding this power has relieved so many from compulsive overeating, you know, it can for everyone on this line. It's available to all of us. And not to forget, it's a daily reprieve. So, you know, I'll never not have addiction to flour, sugar, and quantities, but I do get a daily reprieve where I just don't think of it or want it. And that happens as long as I keep a connection to a higher power greater than me and that I continue to work these steps. And thank you, Donna Pat.
Thank you, Kathleen O. And now we'll have Leah O followed by Renetta F. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning. This is Leah O from Southern California. So grateful to be recovered today and on the line with all of you. I usually sign on and listen in the morning. Every morning I go through the big book with everyone on this line, and it's absolutely changed my recovery. So I'm so grateful to be able to share today. I love this chapter. I love what we've been reading. You know, just to take it back a little, they are questions for each individual to settle for himself. So we find this higher power, you know, of our own understanding. And then every one of them has gained access to and believes in. You know, I gained access to my higher power when I got out of my own way, when I decided to absolutely put the food down, to not fight anymore, to not argue with the food, to not make concessions. When I put the food down, those foods that I'm allergic to and the food behaviors that I was holding on to, I had a true, clear connection to a higher power of my own understanding. You know, I love the way the steps work. And right now I'm, you know, I've been in the rooms a little over 4 years and just started working vision in January. And I'm 93, 94 days into a new abstinence. I have more clarity today in my relationship with my higher power and like how it works in my life, because I have put down the food absolutely, that there's no questions anymore. You know, that those character defects I rely on and those things that I chose for so long to get me through life on life terms kept me blocked from my higher power. And today that's not my story. And this power has in each case accomplished the miraculous and humanly impossible. And that is absolutely true for me. Like, I know that not just from my own experience, because I carried an extra 140 pounds on my body. That's where my best thinking got me. But let's look at the record, right? Like, I listen to all of you, I tune in, I connect with my fellows, and there's absolutely nothing in the process of working the 12 steps and seeing my fellows recover and get recovery, and for that matter, seeing people struggle in recovery or to find recovery, you know, a recovered state, like nothing can show me more clearly that my higher power, a higher power of my own making, can absolutely lead me to a life beyond my wildest dreams, a life beyond the food, a life beyond fear and shame, which is what I lived in for a cycle for many, many years. And
time.
Yeah, I think that's all I have to say. Thank you so much to everyone who does service. Honestly, you guys have changed my recovery one day at a time. So grateful to be here.
Thank you, Leah O. from California. We'll now have Renetta S. Please share with us, followed by Deb E. Good morning, Renetta.
Good morning. My name is Renetta F., Connecticut, recovered. I'm super excited to be on the line, and thank you so much for your service. Two words really stood out for me, miraculous and our higher power. And as I looked up miraculous, it said that, you know, miraculous is something that, like, is unexplained. Like, it came in and, it, you know, something changed. And I think it's just directly connected with the higher power piece. And I think those two words stand out for me mainly because my recovery is something that's like unexplainable for me. God was gracious enough to, or my higher power was gracious enough to, you know, swoop in and help me, you know, send out that lifeboat so that, you know, I could begin to make some steps to having some sanity. And I think the miraculous piece is that there's still days that I'm in awe, can't believe that I'm recovered, can't believe that, you know, I'm at a place of peace. And this program definitely has changed my life and made a huge difference. And it's because of my higher power. And I've had to learn through this program that, you know, every time I think I can do this on my own, I've got this and I want to be in control, that it doesn't work that way. I have to rely on my higher power so that the miracles can keep happening in my life. And each time that I, you know, take myself out and give that over to my higher power, I see a difference. So I'm hoping to share that message with someone today. If you feel stuck, if you feel lost, if you feel like this is just not manageable, this program can absolutely be that miracle in your life that can save you and give you an outlet, because a higher power can change something that's undoable on our own. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Renetta S. from Connecticut. Now we'll have Deb E. share with us, followed by Penny L.C., and then we'll be opening up the lines again. I remind you, we are on page 50, the third paragraph, starting with on one proposition. So, Deb E., would you go ahead and share with us, please?
Thanks, Dawn. Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. The word strikingly stood out to me today, so I looked it up. It means strikingly is in a way that attracts attention by reason of being unusual, extreme, or prominent. And I was just thinking about how, you know, we often talk about how we are a group of people that usually would not mix. We're an unusual group. And so for us all to agree about this higher power thing, you know, is quite unusual. It would be even unusual for a group of people that had a lot in common, other than our addiction, you know, to be in all in agreement about the same thing. And so for a group that is so varied as our fellowship, the fact that we can all agree that we do need higher power in order to recover is quite remarkable. And then it's not only that we agree that we need a higher power, it's that we agree that that higher power has to follow two important rules. You know, it can't be me, and it's got to be greater than me. It's got to have power that I don't have. And, you know, none of us gets to bypass this step. Like, it just doesn't work if we don't accept that we need a higher power and find a higher power. Like, kind of like stops there. It's just not gonna, that's why it's one of the first steps, right? We're not gonna be able to progress if we don't have that belief. And I think that's all I want to, the one more thing I wanted to say, actually, the last part that says, let's look at the record, made me think of those preceding paragraphs that we just read recently about like the scientific facts and kind of like, let's look at how science can prove things. And here we have, like, we have so many stories in the big book that are, to me, are like, they're my proof that this works. Like, if it just worked for a couple of people, I wouldn't believe it, you know, but it's worked over and over for going on 100 years. And, you know, that's my proof. That's the record that I need to look at and go, well, then if it's worked for so many people, then it could work for me too. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Deb E. from Israel. Penny L.C., will you share with us now, please?
Thank you very much, John. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And I appreciate looking back on my experience in this area of the big book, and I know that in recovery, I first came to see that I needed a new conception of a higher power. And having discovered an amazing new connection that has come between myself and my higher power, new things have unfolded. From there, I have a new guide to walk me through the step work, and new insights have come from that, with a new awareness of how to be in life and how to be with others. And after living in the bedevilments for so long, as described on page 52, I can now appreciate that I've been blessed by God's grace to live in the promises found throughout the big book, but especially those in step 9 on page 83 and step 10 on page 84. You know, I look at it and I realize, what a miracle. My body has been given a daily reprieve from compulsive overeating and been relieved of 60 plus pounds, you know, for 10 years now. My mind has been relieved of misery, depression, pain, just all of the negativity. And my will has been restored to the dignity of following my higher power. That's the one way that I can use my will today. That's the proper use of the will, as we're told. You know, so really, in summary, it's amazing. We're promised that life beyond
our wildest dreams. And I can say it's come to me as a gift from my higher power. And I am grateful. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny L.C. And I'd remind you, we are on page 50, the third paragraph, starting with on one proposition, and we're commenting on that one paragraph only. And I'll now be opening up the lines to take the names of some more people who might like to share with us. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, please give me your name and first initial.
Penny C.
Penny Robert. C.
Tamara Penny. C.
Okay. Robert. All right, I've got Penny C, Rob H, and Tamara C. Who else would like to share?
Felicia P.
Felicia P.
D.
Felicia D. And
yes.
Was there
Debbie
a
P.
Debbie P. Okay. All right, we'll go with that list. We have Penny C, Rob H, Tamara C, Felicia D, and Debbie P. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm Penny C. I'm recovered compulsive overeater living in the Boston area. Boy, when I look at this quote, let's look at the record. And of course, that's Al Smith, who was a candidate for president of the United States in 1928. And was defeated, we know, but his campaign slogan was, look at the record, look what's happened, you know, under my watch, as I think he was governor of New York. But it reminds me that in nursing, and my career, from which I'm retired, is as a nursing instructor, was evidence-based practice. So we looked at what worked to give a nurse the best way of making decisions on patients' care. What's worked in the past? Let's look at the evidence. And so when I look at the evidence of a higher power in my life and look at especially when I did the fourth step and realized that how, you know, seemingly hopeless my life was, and couldn't stop eating, I didn't even know what color I liked. I had just lost myself completely. I knew there was a God, but never in a million years did I ever think God would help me with my compulsive overeating. And I didn't have a concept of a God that I could just talk to. So the evidence in my life shows me that there is no other way I could be where I am today in after almost 34 years of practicing these steps and continuing to learn, continuing to want to be on this meeting and listen to other people and hear their experience, where a power greater than themselves got them through situations in their life that, you know, just is miraculous. For all intents and purposes, I shouldn't be where I am today, but for the grace of God, I am. And, after many, many years, I still know that I need to depend on a higher power, because the evidence has shown me that that's the only way to go. And thank you for your service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny C. from Boston. Rob H., will you share with us now, followed by Tamara C.? Good morning, Rob.
All right. Thanks. This is Rob H., upstate New York, compulsive overeater. So many things sort of come to me at this. I see that look at the record. I see the proposition, these words. I'm just grateful that there's a program, you know, the Overeaters Anonymous program, that I can come to a meeting and say I'm an overeater, compulsive overeater, and I'm allowed to share stuff, because in my, And my record is that I habitually do not share things with others, and I do not like to share my feelings, especially. But I'm not a big talker in real life. So I think part of it is because, you know, everywhere you look, you're gonna get suggestions, or I guess you get propositions. But I'm not always looking for that. And so that's why these programs are helpful for me, because these propositions do come up, but it's because I'm looking for it. I'm searching for it at the time. And whereas sometimes I'll say something and get advice that I don't want to get, and then I get, you know, angry at that and whatever. And if I look at the record of my own record, it's like, okay, well, then that leads me to isolation and could lead me to overeating and yada, 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 and, you know, back up to 403. But my record today is, you know, that I'm down. I'm down to last time I weighed myself was like 230 or 227 or something like that. So this program really works, and I'm really grateful that, you know, even if I don't have a higher power necessarily, I have the group, I have the steps, I have a sponsor, people to reach out to, and I'm just very grateful for that, and I'm grateful for everybody on this line listening, and thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Rob H. from New York. Now we'll have Tamara C. followed by Felicia D. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for your service. Good morning, everyone. Tamara C., gratefully recovered in California. I love this meeting. What a great paragraph, and what great shares. Access to a higher power. I don't even know how to articulate how grateful I am for the relationship I have with my higher power today, thanks to this program and the big book and the steps and this fellowship. And I wish I could put it into words, but I just feel so, like I think about it and I just want to cry. I'm just so grateful and happy to have this relationship that does all this humanly impossible stuff in my life. And so for access, well, my favorite way to get access to my higher power is like the step 11. It just feels so sweet and gentle and like self-care, like getting a massage, kind of like to just sit quietly with my higher power, maybe do a spiritual reading, do some journaling and write back what I think my higher power has to say to me. It's just so, it feels good. But then really I was thinking, but if I just only did step 11, I would start to lose that access, and I have to do the reviews. I have to do step 10 and my nightly review, and that's not as comfortable for me. That pushes me, and sometimes it's a struggle. But through that, I believe my higher power uses that to just keep uncovering for me what's blocking me so that I can have access to the higher power and all the miraculous things that God wants to do for me. And then I don't really get the mystery of it or how it works, but somehow step 12 is really, really key in getting access to my higher power too. Somehow working with others and giving service just helps me grow, because I learn so much from them, I guess, and it's just getting to see their journey and their experience with their higher power strengthens my own somehow. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Tamara C. Now, Felicia D., will you share with us, followed by Debbie P., and then I'll be taking a couple more names. Good morning, Felicia.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service today. I think for me, coming into program and seeing that all of the men and women who had real serenity, like, and talked about recovery and just really seemed to, like, wear, like, their recovery. They all they all said and all agreed, and it was pretty striking, that they believed in this power greater than themselves and that it had accomplished this miraculous experience in their life. And that is what helped me to have more willingness to try that. Coming out of one and really, really understanding that I just don't have the power, and that I don't have the power on day one, I don't have the power on day 50, I don't have the power on 5,000, I just don't have the power to do this by myself. And that helped me to become willing to believe in this power and turn towards it, and it's definitely accomplishing the humanly impossible in me, because I just can't stay out of the food. I just can't live with or without the food, and I can't not eat. And so to be able to have like time between lunch and dinner where I live and I'm not thinking about the food and I'm not wanting to have the food and I'm not trying to manage it or come up with my own plan this time, my own attempt, just really letting my higher power do it, and then experiencing the relief that comes from that is the most miraculous thing for me. And I'm just so profoundly grateful. You know, if I realized I had no power and there wasn't anything more than me, I would be doomed. And I'm just so, so lucky that there is this power and it's willing to help me as long as I'm willing to get out of the way. And I'm finally willing to do that. And so thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Felicia D. Now, Debbie P., will you share with us? And please share where you're calling from. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Debbie P., calling from Indiana. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And how much of my life have I tried to manage without the help of a higher power? And I think that's what this book is trying to show me, is that I can relate, even though I want to say that I don't. I do relate to the misery that comes along with this disease for me. And then when I look back at my life on those times when I really was committed and practiced the program and everything, I can see where my higher power has been helpful. But then I have this built-in forgetter where I forget how my higher power helps me, and I go back to my, what I'll say, familiar behaviors, which is this disease, because it's so ingrained in me. And so it really does work. I just have to be willing, which I've heard earlier today, I have to be willing to do what it takes daily to keep going with this. And I had an experience while working with my sponsor. She and I would say a prayer, and she would ask me what my higher power said after that prayer, and I could hear what my higher power had said. But when I'm on my own, I don't necessarily hear my higher power that readily, and that's why I have to practice it. A lot of times I do hear my higher power. Maybe it's through other people, places, and things, but it does get easier the more I practice it. And then I also want to say thank goodness that I get to have the autonomy of my higher power, because I don't have one higher power. It's whatever I need it to be at the time. And so I just like seeing the beauty of nature for the most part, but sometimes I just need other people or the program or, you know, just whatever it is that I need. And I can picture that, and I ask for help and I get it. And that, I think, is what they're trying to relay to us in this paragraph. And I'll pass with that. Thank you so much for letting me share and your service.
Thank you, Debbie P. from Indiana. And I'm now going to be opening up the lines. We are on page 50, the third paragraph, on one proposition. And we're talking about that one paragraph only. So I'd like to take three names of people who would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who hasn't shared in the last 3 days? Who would like to share with us?
Pam M.
Pam M.
Pam G.
Sharon W.
Pam G. And who is that other one?
Sharon W.
Sharon W. Okay, very good. Go ahead, Pam M., and please share where you're calling from.
Thank you. Hi, it's Pam M. in upstate New York. So what's standing out for me today is the, sorry for the dog and the toddler in the background, is that is gaining access. Any one of them has gained access to this power greater than themselves. And when I first came to the rooms, I had a really difficult time with, you know, words like God or even power greater than myself. And what I realized was that I had come from a place in my upbringing where we kind of used prayer to tell God what to do. Made a lot of requests, you know, make this person better, make me thin, make me lose weight. And that we used it as a barter system. Our relationship was not coming from a place of surrender. And I gradually learned to how to define this power greater than myself. I also learned that I can't define it because it's bigger than me. And to define it means that I know more about my higher power and or I'm bigger than my higher power. And one of the things that I've had to learn in my recovery is that this power is unfathomable. It's so big, so vast, so infinite, so incomprehensible to my human mind that I cannot understand how it works. I also spent a lot of time studying. I need that in my ear right now, Libby. sorry about that. And
time.
Oh. Thank you so much. So I'll pass. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Pam M. from New York. Pam G., will you share with us, please? Please share where you're calling from. Good morning, Pam G. Star 1.
Hi. Thank you. I am getting interrupted as well. May I go next after the other person, please?
Sure. We'll talk with Sharon W. Are you available to share, Sharon?
Hi, yes, thank you so much. Sharon W., gratefully recovered in Southern California. I've always believed in a power greater than myself. I mean, I've always believed, and I've told my children growing up, you've got to believe that there's some greater thing out there. However, I never connected or looked to that higher power, even though I did believe. But I didn't find OA and Vision until I was 58 years old. So there are 50 some odd years of struggling with my weight and all kinds of crazy things, as I'm sure many know about. And when I walked into the rooms and got on the calls and was told that I could actually connect with this power, every day would sit down and think, well, what does that mean? And I'd hear, you know, and I'd try to make a decision, you know, based on my food, and I'd hear a voice or not even a voice, but it was really, I felt like it was me, but making a better decision. And that was my higher power, the better version of myself, which is God or my higher power. But so I think sometimes for me it was, you know, we hear higher power of God and we expect this booming voice to come out and say, no, go the other way. But as I sat this morning and did my meditation and asked for guidance for my day today and went through some decisions I'll need to make today, nothing major. And I could make the correct decision. I could get it confused with, oh, I just made the correct decision. But no, I truly believe after 58 years of making the wrong decision that I've now connected with my higher power. And even if it's just, even if we want to believe that it's just the better version of ourselves or the truer or the, as they say, whatever form you wish to believe, just listen to that. For me, if I just listen to that voice, I'm led in the right direction. And from the time, you know, when I turned 58, literally 2 months later, and I've been abstinent ever since, just listening to that voice, that higher power, and connecting every day. So thank you so much for letting me share. Thank you, everyone, for your service. I love being part of this meeting. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Sharon W. And now Pam G., will you share with us, please?
Thank you. This is Pam G. in Colorado. And I have listened to this meeting for a long time, and I think this is the first time that I've actually shared on a meeting. I have been so appreciating the shares, and in the past couple of days as well. And, I have always believed in higher forces than myself, and much more powerful forces if I look at the power of the galaxies or the power of the oceans. But I just found the idea of the power being personal to me, and even in our step two, that talks about having a higher power that is exactly what I need my higher power to be. I just found that notion quaint. And even after being in program for 23 years, I am just struck by how this is just something that, you know, on my own, I will resort to a rather bleaker God. This sense of expansiveness, somehow I just, my brain just, or if things go well for a while, I just, that disease of my thinking can just take going into kind of taking things for granted. And I'm struck over and over again. And as my sponsor reminds me that my connection with my higher power and my relationship with what I need my higher power to be for me that day is a practice that it's a practice that I get to practice every day. You know, I still keep thinking, I'm going to get this. You know, this is going to be something that goes more ingrained, and it's just, I really am moving toward or away from that higher power, letting that higher power in or pushing that higher power out. And so I really appreciate being able to go into depth and hearing other people's experience with this. And I'm glad that my practice today is to be able to speak on a meeting and then to be able to gather my connection again today and feel my higher power with me, that great reality that is deep within me. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Pam G. We do have time for about a minute and a half share if someone would like to take that and hasn't shared in the last 3 days. Would someone else like to share?
Anya E.
Anya D.
Manya, M-A-N-Y-A-E for elegant.
Perfect. Manya E. Go ahead, please.
Hello, I'm Manya E., compulsive overeater from Louisiana. Very, very grateful to be here and to thankful for all the fellows who do so much service work to bring this meeting. What I was thinking about was someone had shared a prayer with me about miracles, and it relates to this paragraph for me because it says, if these people have told me about their miracles, and if God can do that for them, then he can do it for me. And I always used to think that he's not going to do it for me. He's, you know, I'm not enough and I'm not worth it and all these things. And what he's showing me, I mean, just this morning, things are showing me, he's showing me his power and that I am connected. Even though I don't have the feelings behind it, I don't need the feelings because I have the faith, and I have faith in my fellows that this can work for me, and and I can recover. And so that is such a promise. This is a paragraph of promise to me. And I embrace that promise and hold on to it and look forward to what my higher power is going to do for me. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Manya E. from Louisiana. And we're now going to close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Brandy M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive overeater in Alberta, Canada. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past, give freely of what you find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you safe until then.